All right, I'm going to tell you a secret that not many people know. This is a secret that nobody's going to tell you the rest of your life. You'll never hear it again, so you better think about it. Let me know when you're ready. This is a mystery that I don't even think hardly any people know about him. Hardly anybody knows about him. There's an undercurrent going on all around you. It's even in your own mind. And it's there all the time, but you have to pay attention to it. You have to be tuned into it. So when you're talking to somebody, let's say you're talking to somebody and they say, I'm going to the store and this, that, and the other. As you're communicating about that particular item, whatever it is, or subject or whatever. As you're communicating about that particular subject, there's undercurrent thoughts going on in your mind. So you're talking to somebody and you look over and there's a Coca-Cola bottle or something on the ground. That very thought, if you pay attention to it, that very thought is going to reflect back in your world, because that is the thought. That is like a universal connection. Put it that way. Those thoughts are the thoughts that are connected to the universe. I know it sounds crazy. I didn't believe it at first either. But I've just proved it too many times. If you can catch them, if you can catch those thoughts, they're fast. They're like a millisecond. If you can catch them, you got the power then. Because what you're doing is This is why all those quote unquote gurus or whatever, they all pretend to be like special or something. But this is something everybody has. You just have to pay attention to your inner. It's your inner man. I was in a conversation with somebody the other day. I forget who it was, but anyway, we were talking about how I said the thoughts are the spirit, and she couldn't accept that. And I said, yeah, well, you will. Eventually, and the Bible says it. Jesus said, the words that I speak, their spirit and their life. And the word thought, thought, if you break the word into parts, you have th at the beginning and you have ht at the end and you have oug in the middle. And so what is oug? One up guy. You're one up on everybody. If you can control your thoughts, you're one up on everybody, because your thoughts are what this whole thing's about. Bring every thought into captivity of Christ, right? It's all about your thoughts. You know that your thoughts are spiritual because words are spiritual. We know that. Logos, word. Words are spiritual. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if the words are spiritual, out of the heart, the mouth speaks, that means the heart is spiritual. And in order for you to speak, you have to use your mind. And so if your heart is spiritual, your words are spiritual, that means your mind is spiritual. Because they all, you can't have one be natural and the other spiritual and they're all be in agreement. It's impossible. This is why the mind and the heart and the words of the wicked reveal what they are. They can't escape it. They can't escape it. If their words and their are wicked, you know their heart's wicked, and you know their thoughts are wicked. So the wicked reap what they sow. The thoughts go out, and they come back based on their heart. Can anybody hear that? That's deep. That's why the wicked are always the wily coyote. The Bible talks about the wiles of the devil. Why does the Bible call it the wiles? Beware of the wiles of the devil in Ephesians. Ephesians 6, I think. The wiles of the devil. Somewhere in there. Near there. Because it's wily coyote. And why does wily coyote always fail? Because their heart and their words and their mind is contrary to the universe. Contrary to the truth. Contrary to everything. That is the deal, people. If your words and your thoughts and your heart lines up with the Word, then the universe is on your side, because God created the universe to pull you back to Himself, to draw you back to Himself. That's what's happening. This universe, you know, the center of the universe is the Earth. It doesn't matter if the Earth goes around the sun or not. The center still, I mean, it could be a flat Earth, it could be holographic, it could be concave, it could be round, it could be oval, it could be egg-shaped. It's probably egg-shaped, but it could be anything. But it's still the center of God's creation, because this world without end, all things revolve around the Earth, metaphorically, spiritually, and it's probably true physically, to be honest with you. They just lie to you, or they're just looking, you know, in the hologram, you can see whatever. It's a hologram. It's a holographic projection of your thoughts. There is a base program. The black, white, and red is the base, and everything has to function off of that. But the rest above that is a projection of your thoughts. Man, and you might say, well, how can that building be a project? It was there before I was born. Yeah, there was other people who created a pattern, and that building was established over there as a pattern, a long-term pattern. To establish it. And anytime you build, just like Second Life, if you go in there in that computer program, you build something, it stays there even when you're not in there. It's still there. Because you created a pattern inside that system. And that's why your old life tries to come back when you change. There was a pattern built, and you're breaking that pattern with the blood.